I'm Carol Hills, and you're tuned to The World. For a small but devoted group of people, the waning days of autumn mean the end of mushroom picking. Now, there is a picker behind every mushroom, even the ones you find in the supermarket. And some of those pickers can be very determined. Our friend Alina Simone can tell you about that.
I spent the autumns of my youth standing next to a mushroom and yelling, "Mom." Russians, like my family, love mushrooms. And in Massachusetts, where I grew up, they're crazy about a particular red-capped bully that grows in the sandy soil of Cape Cod. Here's my mom.
They grow everywhere, and Russians pick them also everywhere.
Even on other people's lawns, when there's a no-trespassing sign?
We do it all the time, but nobody cares.
Right. Seriously, if you live on Cape Cod, check your window. There's probably a Russian woman rappelling onto your lawn with a bolo knife between her teeth. This is what mushroom picking does to otherwise normal people.
It's highly addictive. If you start doing this, you're hooked.
You start to see the world through fungus-colored glasses. Glasses that transform highway rest areas and suburban soccer fields into, you know, mouth-watering places to find food. Sandy grit in your mushrooms? Bah, eat them anyway. Dog pee? It washes off.
It's this sudden discovery because you have to look for them, and every time you find something, it's, wow, yeah, I got it.
Here's the thing. Someone has to eat all of those mushrooms. And when I was a kid, that someone was me. One day when I was 9 years old, faced with a winter's worth of boletes marinated in vinegar, I rebelled. I stopped eating mushrooms.
It's a total mystery to me. I'm still puzzled. I don't know why.
She still doesn't know why. When my daughter was born, my parents hopped into the car and drove from Boston to New York. Flowers would have been nice. Instead, I got a 10-pound jar of mushrooms, marinated in vinegar. But in the past 10 years, mushroom picking has gone from a hobby reserved mostly for people like my family to, well, everyone. The growth of the locavore movement has done something I considered unthinkable. It's made mushroom picking cool, a shift that's represented in the changing demographics of the New York Mycological Society. Eugenia Bone is the head of the society.
Our new members represent really what's happening in the food world in the United States in general. And it's a really, they're groovy, they're cool, they're hipsters, they're, you know, they're way, way more sophisticated about food. I mean, it's shocking.
I decided to check it out for myself, which is how I find myself on a bus filled with mycophiles on the way to Piermont, New York. It's been a long time since I picked mushrooms, and I realized that I never really learned anything during those expeditions with my mom. She'd just hold up a mushroom and point to it, like the face in a Most Wanted poster, and go, "Find this." But we all know that a lot of mushrooms are poisonous. So I ask Paul Sadowski, a 30-year veteran of the New York Mycological Society.
What is the chance of death out there today?
Very low. You have a very small number of mushrooms, 40, 50 species that are really going to do you harm.
When we get to Piermont, I pair off with two guys, both in their 20s, dreadlocked and tattooed.
We're going to head up this path, which will give way to nice open woods.
Over the course of 3 hours, one of them eats an energy bar made out of crickets. The other says to me, "Mushrooms, man, they're like the bridge between life and death." I realize I am in way over my head, but none of us finds any mushrooms that are edible, that is.
This is not really a mushroom at all. This is a slime mold.
Once we get back to the parking lot, my mom calls to see how it's going. I confess I'm a mushroom loser. Her talent for foraging definitely hasn't rubbed off on me. I hang up, look down, and it's like I've been touched by some mystical Russian fungus fairy. There it is. An enormous hen of the woods sprouting out of a tree stump right in front of me, about 2 pounds of mushrooms. That night, my mom shoos me out of the kitchen. She and my dad spend a couple hours cleaning, chopping, and frying. We all sit down to eat, and for the first time in more than 20 years, I eat my mom's mushrooms. I guess our mushrooms. And they're seriously not bad. Then, in true Russian immigrant fashion, we get down to the main course. Indian takeout. For The World, this is Alina Simone from New York.